see.
That's a better one.
Okay. Hi guys, welcome back to yet another episode of Just Figuring It Out podcast. It's your host, Kabochi Nadel. Hope you guys have been good. My week has fairly been good. I'd love to hear how your week has been. This is episode 105. Today I have a guest. I don't think you guys are ready for the guest. I really don't think you guys are ready for the guest. First things first, this guy has a very hard name. I'm not even going to say his first name because the feeling like I'm going to butcher the name, right?
You definitely butcher my first name.
Still wrong, but definitely. So just a kidogo profile about my guest today. My guest today is the Kenyan's finest MC. I mean, if you're not having him for your events, for your gigs, you're missing out on the good stuff. And yeah, and the guest is multi-talented. He doesn't MC alone. He's a programmer, also a very, very, very good dancer. So the floor is yours.
Hey Nadine, Miss Kavochi, how are you doing? How are
I'm
you
good,
doing?
I'm good. No, umeshaanza kazi. I'm the host.
Sawa, wacha nikuache host leo. Kemi na wewe lakini umeni. Naona umenipea masifa pale. Thanks man. Thanks man. Venye amesema tu the super MC na mniita events zenu ni. I'm still figuring out my MC name, but it's gonna be a good one. Mm-hmm. My first name, when I'm saying, I'm actually not going to mention, it's Nikano. Nikano Temesi, that's my name.
Nikano.
Nikano Temesi, that's the name. See, okay, it's a bit hard, najua, lakini it's good. It's a good. Inachanganya watu huko nje kidogo, which feels a bit nice. And also, inachanganya pia the ladies, when they hear such a name, unashanga, are you really Kenyan or something? Yeah, man, Adele, how are you doing, lakini, Miss Kavochi?
I'm good. How has your week been?
My week's been good. Mm-hmm. I've got to dance practice, of course, in the Tumeanza. We had dance practice, kidogo, then some guys went for a walk, lakini, you nearly missed the walk, so you went for the walk. Basically, in Tumeanza. So, the Monday, I'm going to be fresh, you know? I'm feeling my week is going to be a great one.
Of course, so you could have been like, you're going to have a bad week.
of course, this is the place to be, just figuring it out for
Okay. So today we're going to talk about date etiquette and just a few definitions here before we start the episode.
I'm not used to this big word. So etiquette. Okay, so what define? What are you?
Exactly my point. So basically, etiquette is just right manner of doing things. As per society standards, basically, right? Okay. Dating etiquette, guidelines or acceptable ways of dating. Najua tu umeleza tu sahi. Are there good ways or are there ways or guidelines of dating? I think they're just this basic etiquettes society, you know. Like you can't leave a girl hanging for a certain period of time, you know.
Yeah. Basically the things that we follow, like rules, isn't it?
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, so on to the first question. Can you share some of the basic etiquette?
The basic etiquette?
Yeah.
Generally, when you're already in a relationship or when you still the dating?
Dating like process, yeah.
I think, for me, the first thing for me is always the communication bit, etiquette. Mm-hmm. You can't leave me. Okay, you can. When you're busy, you explain it to me. I'll be busy on this day. So, how are you? How are you doing? I'll be busy on this day. Mm-hmm. So, talk later in the evening after the day. You see, somehow you're busy. You're just like gone, kabisa, like for the day. You know that communication bit here, in Ibambi sana. Often a feeling kama, already you're starting. I mean, you're not feeling how I'm feeling. It's a bad thing, man. I don't like.
Pretty much on. Is it red? I'm a red. Pretty much on red.
Because especially, I know I need to have some space in your schedule. Because we're not like just some random people. We're trying to build something, you know. That's why I think it's a big thing. That's one of the basic etiquettes. No, miscommunication has to be there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Miscommunication.
Communication.
Yeah, needs communication to be there. Needs to be there. Yeah, it's the key thing. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing. Let me think of others.
I think for me, one is punctuality. Yeah, usiye kemsichana akikaka sana. I mean, it's just the first date. First of all, do you think there's a difference between dating and being in a relationship?
Yeah, there has to be a difference. Because at first, the dating phase, you're getting to build that thing now. Mm-hmm. Getting to, you don't know each other at first. And you're now building it. Getting to know her, you're getting to build that friendship. That friendship is important because for you to be in a relationship, she has to be your friend. You have to be her friend, you know.
Yeah.
I feel that it will bring a deeper connection. For me, I need that. My intimacy, it has to go deep, man, you know. But nowadays, squeezy kuna venye siku rahisi huko nje.
No, I know why you would say siku rahisi huko nje. It's because us girls, to enjoy your game and you're playing by your game. That's the problem, right?
Hapana Nadia, nyinyi ndio mnatusumbua akili kidogo, hapana. Nyinyi ndio mnatusumbua akili.
Tumejua siri. Another one?
Yeah. Wait first, you talked of punctuality, but yeah. Most of the time me I find the ladies are the one who are late.
Yeah.
With me. Because we're talking of punctuality on the dude side. We can miss time, but the Kenyan ones. Mm-hmm. But the ladies, I don't know, it's a rule for you guys, mkienda date, lazima mchelewe, ama there's just like a group of girls when you're mesema, we can't be the first one to be at the date, ama we must be late.
No, I think maybe people are different, but with me, I respect time sana.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm such a, unless kitu ifanyike, but I'm so nini with time, very precise with time, and I really get irritated when somebody does not respect my time.
Mm.
Yeah. But I get that. The girls will get laid.
A lot of them, man.
Pole. Uh-huh.
My another etiquette during the dating phase. What is it? You know, you have to go play game for me. I'm going to go play game for you. In Nairobi, like pay rules. This
Nairobi.
Consol talked about it. What's my other etiquette when it comes to dating? Let me think about it. What are you going with?
Imagine they're just the basic things. Don't think too deep.
Yeah,
I have another one.
Tabu give you a take a
proper invitation.
What do you mean proper invitation?
Proper invitation. Do you know guys of this generation?
Huh?
Come over to my DD, like come over. What do you mean?
What you doing?
What you doing, Suji? No.
Want to go to like the...
No, Nini ya kwanza, the first, since we said dating is just the first Nini.
Yeah,
we're getting to know each other.
Days, yeah.
I can't get to know you in your house, Jameni. Proper invitation. I feel like Gen Z's, guys in this generation, they really miss that proper invitation.
Yes, it could not go lazy. It's easy. You're going to be at the proper invitation.
I think it'd be yaka sana. But just, can we meet at this and this place, can I even just see some little effort, you know?
Yeah. Utaki ni kama inaka two intentions zake ni, yo, I want you to come back to my house, come to my house and I'll be
quiet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I've thought of one etiquette. Ni time, brother, time.
Don't forget to follow the podcast in the podcasting platform where you get to listen to the podcast, the likes of Spotify and Apple Podcast. Don't forget to follow, rate us, like us, recommend to a family or a friend. That helps the podcast to reach out to a new audience and to be discovered by new listeners. So if you like listening to the podcast, share some love to the podcast. You can also put a face to the voice that you get to listen to in the podcast by following us at Just Figuring It Out Podcast. The link will be on the description box. Come, let's figure out life together.
time, I was talking of time. Mm-hmm. Time, in the sense that you need that time for connect, because it's the first days. Mm-hmm. Na si lazima ikuwe all about me going all out on you, spending on big things, but I feel like that just connecting time ya kwanza, you can do nature walks. I personally, I love nature walks.
Also like nature walks. Kina karura karura hivi, you know?
The best,
no much
thing.
Pressure. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, create the connection, the bonding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, it's all about that connection ya kwanza. Your mm-hmm. friendship in ya kwanza is so important. It, mm-hmm. it makes things go a long way. For me, it's all... my motivation is mostly my parents, because I've seen them. I think they're like 20 years in already. Basically, that's
nice.
The second century. Yeah. Uh-huh. So they're my motivation. I see how they connect. At the end of the day, they come home, they make stories. How was your day? It's just, that this is what I want. But with our generation, it's a tough one. But I'm a part of
it. Are you single?
Yeah, right now I'm seeing.
Guys, shout out. I'm such a weird.
So yeah, that time you could connect is uh-huh. really important.
That's a nice one. Yeah. That is so sick. That's a nice one. I think my next, if you're the one initiating, do the planning. How can I put this? Okay, yeah, you say you like nature, right?
Yeah.
When you're calling me for a date, you're like, Nadel, can you go to this and this place just to connect or just, you know, just to have some time off?
Mm.
Not that. Tutakutana tena vitu vya nini? I mean, you initiate.
But how about I come to you with an idea and takatu endenze? Then we do it like a cooperative thing. Me and takatu, we go out, but do good places. Then you manage to, this is the place. I feel like the planning should be done. Nini, what kind of?
Okay, I get that.
Some like delegation, like yo, mm-hmm. you go the place.
Mm-hmm.
Ama, you know about it. Nini, you do the planning, find out about the thing. Nini, we all get snatched. I don't know how you decide to do it. But, yeah.
Okay, that's not bad when you put it like that. Yeah, that's not bad. I think I can share my last etiquette. Put your phone away.
Put your phone away.
Put your phone away.
Okay, I didn't know that. I don't like my phone even. This event is just the phone for the system. Just calling, texting, basically communication. Mostly I'll be on my laptop and I'll be working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing something. Mostly of my watching, I'll be using my laptop, so, but the only time you dedicate for me. So,
yeah.
When I'm with you, basically, but that's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be mean about you guys.
I find that very disrespectful.
But, you know, there are times you can, you have that, you've been telling stories, you've been chilling for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a 30 minutes, like a 1 hour.
Oh, that's okay.
You've
that's
been doing
okay.
Everything. Adi hakuna kitu ingine ya kufanya. So, hata kila mtu wa mtu wa simi. Hii na make sense. But sasa hiyo tingi all the time.
Yeah.
All the time, kila mtu.
There was this one time, I'd gone for a date.
Yeah.
But this had caught tunangalia when you're on the other side. So, the whole time we were there, these guys were on the phone.
Oh, wow, walikuwa on the phone.
Yeah, another couple over there. So we're like, what's the point of you guys being here? It's everyone is on the phone. You're not even connecting. You're not even talking. Yeah. I think I got to the second question. Share a date experience that you've had. It can be good or bad. Yeah, Irobi. Below Ubexelibo.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's part of the date and out of the date,
mm-hmm,
now into
mm-hmm.
the relationship a bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you know, see this house, about where?
Character development, eh?
In the Eleni Lekula. Hey, lakini, we learn from that, I laugh in the sound of Zimuna.
Yeah, that's true.
What a distance, kidogo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chakukua, kibe says it in his channel, you know, chakukua.
Kafukuzi. That is the word I was waiting for.
Uh-huh. So, man, meaning straight into straight into campus sasa, right after leaving high school. Ah, mimi nilikuwa ladies man pale high school kidogo, nilikuwa na nawateka na wakoroga koroga kidogo. Yeah, so nimeingia pale campus, spotted this very good looking Kisii chile. You know Kisii, when you see Kisii unaanza kucheka nini nini, but when you find this Kisii now, the good ones, you my guy. Yeah. Hey, kuna how the special groups wanakuanga na something special. So, of course, I had a good eye. The beholder, kwa ana shida ya macho kabisa. Beholder kuna macho smart. Ajai yona ati mambo sijui na optician ama nini. Hey, we can spot the good chile over there. Of course, me as the ladies man, nimefanya nini? Approach the lady. My Riz. Riz hapa na pale. Ah, hiyo nena kwanga nimeiamini. Lazima itawaka.
Tungushe moja. Tungushe moja hapa.
Ngoja kidogo. Nimeita float. Utaisikia tu mahali.
Okay, okay.
Sitaki tukose kumaliza hii pod. Ngoja tumalize pod. So yeah, it worked. What do I do first thing here? This story is good looking, man. I'm gonna show her to the pros. Of course, I'm gonna show her to my bro. Hey, bana, I'm gonna show you my man's work of it. Yo, so everyone is like, yo, I'm a good one. Guys, feeling good for me. Then now, the first date that we went to Pizza Inn. In our first year, and we had a terrific Tuesday, man. Pizza to Nakula, Ofiti, maisha inatubamba, si siri. Hey, maisha inatubamba. Tumeenda pizza, so that was the first date. It went good, not bad. She was very supportive even. Because I remember, yeah, I paid for much of it, but she like offered me, yo, let's not, you can't do all of this. And I'm like, yeah, you are kind of the special ones
too. A keeper, and you're, a keeper, and you're a keeper. One
too. Hey, nikashanga, hey, hapa nimeandikia. Hey man, so hey, the first date, yeah, second date, I think we're thing now going for terrific Tuesday. I even now invited the bros, the groups, some of them had stories, we went with them. Alafu kuna the single ones, kuwakilisha tu, pia tumiwa, wei, kujeni tu mwene kule pizza, mtakula tu pizza, hata kama mna maa, kule kule tu kule pizza. So, yeah, going for dates, nini. So, yeah. So this time we went for pizza, then after that time, we went to one of the houses now. Because it wasn't planned, I think we came late. So we just had to chill there overnight. Nikufiti, tunawatch movies, others are doing their stuff, nini. Then now my story feels like, hey man, hey, I'm giving too much details, man. So it's okay, let's go. Like she wanna take a shower, of course, I give her the space. We get shower, so that was where it all started. There was one of these
that
bros.
Was the first mistake.
There was one of these bros. Hapo ndio makosa ilifanyika. Kumbe hapo ndio nilikosea. I know it is my mistake.
Hide your girls.
Don't do that. So yeah. So one day I'm just walking to this guy's. So this is fast forward.
It's okay.
Fast forward. Yeah. One day I'm just walking to this guy's place. Then of course he's my friend, man. I don't knock at my friend's place. We boys don't do that. It's like literally my place. Adi boys wangu kiona gari. Gari yangu ni kama gari yake tu. Nikuitu wako naanza ni mie.
Nizenyu.
That's how we do it. So, I just bump. As in nimefungua tu, nimerush hivi, yo. My lady likes movies. Let's take a pause over there.
Pause kidogo.
My lady, my ex. How do I say my lady? She liked watching movies. Mimi sikuangi fan wa movies. And I mean, I'm extroverted, but I like the extrovert stuff. And this guy also liked movies. So, yeah, movies are enjoying. So, I'd like to watch this movie. I'd give him recommendations. So that's how maybe they liked talking. So, you know, mama. So up in the middle, they've been doing this exchanging movies thing. Yeah, they've been talking for a minute, going, but I'm in the dark. Message me.
Pause.
So sasa si mimi na ndio nimekuja nime bump kwa mwezi wangu nimeingia very fast. Yo, they're watching a movie on my guy's bed together. You know, that was even after or before. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Nairobi. Nakademi nilitoka tu kwa hiyo hao, man. Just left.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
And that's... She never even bothered... Of course, she knew that couldn't be fixed. She tried, but hey, man, there's no way I can't go back to that. After seeing it, I can't go back to that. Mm-hmm. The bad thing was we were in the same class, so I could see her for a while for like full semester, man. I was just nadaribu kuhii lakini nakuonanga tu. Hey, man.
I think Lisa, don't date your classmates. They were not cupping.
So that's one of my rules. You in a patrick as part of the etiquette. That's okay. A key thing. That's a very key thing. People that you're in a close circle with, you know, when experience now, it's really not a good thing. I tried that year, it failed. I was trying something recently. Mm-hmm. I didn't really go so well. But not as bad as the first one, but not really bad. But still, it's an experience. Don't just circle. Yo, that's an etiquette. That's my fourth one.
Keep away. So I can imagine your heart broken. Like he did. As most of me. As most of me at the end of the day.
I'm going to go to the same circle. I'm getting the exam formation. I didn't make a formation.
That was bad. I think I go to the third question. What is one thing?
What's your best or worst date experience?
I don't think I've ever had a worst.
You never had a worst?
And I'm God's favorite.
What's your favorite?
I'm God's favorite.
You're God's favorite.
Yeah. No, but my best. Uh-huh. I think there's this one I went and it was the first one.
The first one.
Yeah. I think kawaida.
When were you then?
Then. Nada simbali sana. Last year, if I'm not wrong, yeah. So we went for the dates, blah blah blah. Kafika time ya kwenda home, nikaitiwa di Uber, so I'm like, okay. And the person constantly alikuwa na kwa hapo umefika vizuri. It was just nice huyo mtu go enjoy yuko home vizuri. Na unajua mimi ni brother, so nili hiyo kidogo unashangaa liko wapi? Pani wapi? So that is my best. I don't think we shy kwa na our worst.
Our worst date experience.
Yeah. Cuz I'm very picky.
Lakini inafaa upate moja. Na umekula credit card zangu au nimependa.
I'm the problem in the streets.
Kuna tu yako smart.
Shindu.
It's like a cycle. Like you have to pass through it first for finding the real thing. Ni kama a path you have to pass. You must pass. I feel like they are lucky ones. Of course, there are some people who are lucky ones. They don't get to experience everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so maybe you're among the lucky
ones. I'm part of the lucky ones.
Some of us are lucky. Yeah,
so naomba isikuje. No, but I think one thing with me, nakuanga very, very picky. Kabla niseme yes to the date, oh my God. Unaweza kuwa hata sijui umefanya nini ndio nikubali. But yeah, what is one thing people should do after the date?
What they should not do.
Hey. Can say, don't ghost the person.
Na kama haka kubamba.
Eh?
Hata nisa ni kuambia, na deal the review, unilikuwa catfished some time back, yo. When we ate, we meet, nikaenda nikasema, yo, I'm just paying you a drink, then we go home. We're gonna meet in the evening, yeah. we met on... up to afternoon. Mm-hmm. So we were planning on going out in the evening. Uh-huh. So I just bought her a drink when we met in your time to be meet, because we had already met. I went to the exact location where Nilikuwa catfished. I just bought
That was nice. At least you're a gentleman. Ningekuwa mwingine.
So unajua we had already met. So I had no other option. So we'll come and so we're gonna meet in the evening. Yo, I never called her in the evening. I don't know. The lights went off and I feel like it was something to my favor.
That was not nice. Actually, I think that's the thing. You should not ghost the person. There's this one time I went on a date. I think it was the first date. Kaizi, just there about. So we went nini. Shamaliza, I'm home. It's not a good thing.
But how about you initiate it? Maybe I'm a joke. You know, sometimes you can even choose to shoot the shoot.
My ego cannot allow me.
You remember the dinner, right?
I remember. You caught it, I'm scared.
We only shoot the shot. You see, they're now 8 years into the marriage and they're in love, my dude, I'm telling you.
I think I'll
try it.
Man. Unless God works on my ego.
Drop that ego.
Ego nda shida.
Ego
nda shida.
Enemy, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Huh. Okay, I can go to the fourth question. Types of food you should avoid.
Types of food you should avoid?
Yeah. Okay, I think this is a girl's thing. That is G. Zani kamben umlakwanga na izo. Says a kula ivi mbele ya mtu nini.
I think so.
Oh, takula kanyo unasikia.
As long as it's something, if it's chome sana kitu, like a type of food and you takula yanze ku, inaanza ku.
Ku misbehave, yeah.
This is something, kitu, itachoma your design.
True, but I think for us girls, we're different. Kama mimi when I go on dates, lazima ni ensure. Kama bado sijazoeana na mtu, I order what I like, like fries. What I can't have ni maburgers, ribs.
Fries ina kuna staple food ya dates ni. And everything must include fries.
Fries. Because ni rahisi sana. So imagine, uende pahali, and you want to use his own knife, fork, nini. To add on that, maybe it's your first time we meet Namtu. So you can imagine that type of anxiety and all that. Amatanya mkwange na anxiety. Okay, not anxiety per se, but that ka anticipation,
first,
you know,
first,
you want to look good.
Yeah, the first appearance.
First impression matters sana.
Of course. But you know me, man.
That was smooth. You're different. Sorry. Favorite date spot in Nairobi?
Favorite date spot in Nairobi?
Yeah.
You know, personally, I've come to like this Somali food. So, independent of the Somali, there's some good Somali joints in town.
No.
There's one in this mall, Jamia Mall. I think the second one, we're gonna have some very nice, good meat. It's called the roast.
The meat is nakwanga very tender. Literally.
The right cooked one, it should be like a young one. Like when you see the one like the Bible one at the moment, slaughter for me, a young kid, come easy. So the right restaurant, because basically we all want to open a business, so at the end of the day we need to make the cash. Sometimes but the rightful way would have better be better. Very tender one, the young one. You know, it's in town. But lately, the last year spot that I've gone, there's this place in it's a good spot in South Sea. I can't really remember the name, but it's past the shack. Oh, The Shark. I'm sure most people know The Shark. Most of your listeners will. When I talk The Shark, they'll know it. So The Shark, just along that line, kuna ka restaurant at the end, you kuna some very good ambience. The ambience, it's quiet, it's chill. The place is good.
I know the place. Juna Trundo. Yeah.
But yeah, but for lunch, me, I'd like some Somali food.
Kaplata. But the meat the inakwanga extremely tender.
Yeah.
Yeah, me I have three. Karura, Yolo, meat and salt.
Meat and salt.
Yeah. It's just a roundup.
What's this Yolo? Yolo again?
Yolo ice cream. You've not heard of Yolo ice cream?
I've never done ice cream.
Ah,
eh. I think it's a Wazungu. How is it? You're being modernized in the Western ways. Why? Reason which?
Okay, let me just ask. This is a question out of whatever we are talking about. If you're to choose for a first date, because you say you love nature or a restaurant, utachagua gani?
I'd go for a restaurant.
Restaurant.
Because the first date, my last date I did was like a breakfast date. That's amazing.
It's a good one.
It's a good thing.
Where did you go?
The place I'm telling you about now.
You should try CJ's. They have a good breakfast menu there.
CJ's, you. I'm not sure if you're a stuka.
I was a stuka.
Okay.
It's a good one.
But I'd probably choose the restaurant one because it's the first time you're meeting. Physically, I assume. Okay, maybe you approach physically.
You've met, but not like in that scenario.
The first time you're having stories, so you don't have really a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. So the food is gonna like be the breaker.
Something.
The event comes out, but nature some silent people can do good nature because some people just prefer their inner peace. So on Takatu when they want the clouds and also do I'm okay to but you're holding hands. Some people prefer that way. Who you not prefer again?
Nature. Me, I love nature.
Yeah. I also love nature but not for first dates. I do not say nature for first dates.
I'll definitely choose nature for first date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was it for today's episode. So, before I come to an end, Kawaida, we have this random question segment for the guests. So, there are 4 questions up. They are very random.
Keep to the street, to the script. Hii ni gani tena unasema? Hii hatukua tumeongea nyuma ya kamera. Hatukua tumesema.
It's not random, you know. They're very random.
Okay,
but not bad.
Singumu?
Yeah, singumu.
I choose one.
Yeah.
What makes you feel alive?
That's easy for you.
Yeah, but it's easy for me. You know, I'm like a chatterbox, so public speaking makes it. First, when I get to the stage, I'm a bit nervous, but nikisha click heavy, I'm alive. Also, when performing and dancing, when I dance, I feel so alive. You're part of creation of the choreo. You just love what you... It's your own creation you're performing to people. So it makes me feel so alive. But for Pierre, I just love talking. Like, me seems the only one you take alone. I'll start getting these thoughts now. When I'm with people, I'm always talking. So, yeah, it makes me alive. And Pierre, you being part of people, Pierre. Those 3 things, basically.
I would have guessed right and get someone dancing for you.
Dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep up on when you're going to have energy.
Yeah.
I'm just happy. Yeah.
Okay, what
you're also choosing a question, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What you to say, Diane? What skill would you like to master? What skill would I like to master? Okay, there's some graphic design. Yeah. Juu ya podcast. I think the podcast imenifanya nifanye vitu yenye sipendi. One, I have to learn social media management, all these small nitty-gritties, you know. Yeah, so graphic design is something I'd like to get into. Yeah.
So you're doing these two short courses to be in a graphic design.
Yeah, yeah. But graphic design, but it's sijaanza. But I'd love to.
You know me, with I do some bit of editing, but how I learn it is, I'll be learning as I edit, like I watch the YouTube videos.
Those are the best way to ever do it. Self-taught like are the easiest.
Is it? Maybe some people learn best that way, but I don't, that doesn't work for me. I'd rather watch the video. How are you doing this?
Let me do that on your hair. Yeah, you really?
You're next.
Yeah.
What is the question again? What skill would you want to master?
Yeah.
I'd say if I were to answer you, I'd say right now I just want to build the public speaking thing. Like that's the thing I want to build. And also I'm working on my programming. I'm into web development. So
You actually enjoy web development?
Yeah, I enjoy it, but sometimes it can be hard. But I do enjoy it.
I think the only thing I love about web development stuff is the satisfaction the client has after. All the sleepless night has paid off. Yeah.
Once you now be good into the development part and now the marketing part of what you've developed, of your products. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that's where the mukuchu comes in.
Yeah.
Here's my question now. What's your most prized possession? Nadeli, no. I wish this was a video podcast.
We take a picture. You should put it on Instagram.
Like this sweat I'm wearing. These sweats are from. They're from Europe. Where, which country exactly? Was it Germany? Yeah, they were brought to me as a gift.
Uh-huh.
Then I have this vintage T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's priceless because I've never seen it anywhere else. The things that are most prized. Actually seeing me when you're in my most prized things. Maybe sneakers, you can put up a most prized meme. And my most prized sneakers like 7 G's. It was like an Adidas sneaker. You had to look at my most prized. Priceless. So they ambiwa the price exactly.
Yeah, actually it's even weird to ask a gift. We'll take a picture. I'll say whatever. Look, even at Shule. Yeah, look, even Oga.
I even posted it on the gram. I'm going to handle young one if all the
water. I'll take a description. All those, itakuwa. Okay, so this is mine. What job will you be terrible at? What job will I be terrible at? Definitely, I'm going to be a nurse. I'm a doctor. I mean.
Medicine is not your portion.
That's not my portion.
Yeah.
When
I finished high school, everyone was expecting me to be in the medicine field because my parents are in that field already. So it was like a no brainer for everyone. Like ata wako nauliza like utafanya
nini? Wanajua tu.
Course tutafanya. So time naanza kuchagua courses au naanza kushanga. Ufanye medicine niko like wait. I need like the least thing ana fikiria kwa akili yangu. Mimi nashanga mnasema nini? Mimi hapo na venye naweza fanya medicine. But that I'd be terrible at. Yeah, medicine field is like a terrible art, but let me think of another field. So, what I'm asking again is not going to finish. Like, probably your medicine field will get to get medicine because I used to hate bio. Not really hate, because it was good, but now. For the exam, na shanga hizi ni manini bwana. This is miskumbukizi vipi.
Okay, the only thing I couldn't understand with bio is kwani mnajali na spelling? Hey, I mean it's bio.
Uliandika the right thing but
spelling is wrong. And that is it.
Kwani tunataka kumwambia patient wenye medicine yetu. Lakini kumspelia. Si mimi nitaandika tu hapo na bad handwriting yangu. I hate the bad handwriting. It was just the knowledge that I was lacking. Handwriting yangu inakuwa mbaya. Watu wanaangalia na shtuka wewe.
Anyway, that was it for today. Thank you so much for coming and for us doing this.
Thank you for inviting me, Nadel. I've always wanted to be in a podcast. Naonanga kina Tony Kids wakiita watu pale kwa podcast yao. Hey man, nasikia hiyo ni interest kwa moja. Mama tisku moja ni apie kwa The Man Talk.
The Man Talk. Well, The Man Talk have been quiet for a while.
They're doing something. Right now they're finishing it's among the last episodes for our current season, so they're not doing much. All they're doing is they're having guests around. Mostly they're having guests. I think that's their new way now for this season.
Maybe they're trying to change things up.
Yeah,
but I've listened to them for a while.
They're good, man.
Yeah.
What's your favorite pod, by the way?
My favorite pod. Oh my god, you're going to make me to choose. Nikona mingi, I can't even. I can't.
Oh, you're getting your favorite.
Yeah, but of course, Yangu ndo favorite. Afu kuna others.
Just figuring it out, podcast is our favorite.
Kuna others.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.